from. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. So we were discussing yesterday, about the question of Baltashkis in Strefas Chometz. And what happens if you're burning food that would otherwise be good food? So there's a mitzvah to burn chometz, therefore there won't be an aveira to burn a kazayis of chometz, let's say. Although there are even poskim who say that that the inyan of tashbisu is to make sure that you have no chometz. Tashbisu somibotecha means make sure that there's no chometz in your house. So in theory, if you've got no chometz left, you don't have to burn any chometz. Aber andere halten, I think the Minchas Chinuch brings down the deal about andere halten as tashbisu is a mitzvah, I say a positive mitzvah, that you actually have to destroy chometz this morning. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to burn chometz. But how much chometz am I going to burn? But there are people who come along to my Strefas Chometz and they bring with bags of stuff. They bring with, you know, like half a loaf, and they bring with sandwiches, and they bring with boxes of cereal and loads of stuff that they've got left over because they haven't made a cheshbon and they're left with a lot of stuff right at the very end, and they end up burning good food. And the choyah, there is an inyan of minimizing. Avada, you want to be behind the mitzvah, you could burn a kazayis of chometz, you want to be machmir, he'll be a chaznishir, whatever it is. Oba, to burn tons of chometz, because you've got tons of chometz left, and you didn't make the cheshbon, so that you ended up with a load of chometz left, is l'choya, not l'chatchila. Interesting.
You can leave it.
Interesting. What about things where min adin, you're allowed to keep them over Pesach, but you want to be machmir? There are people who are machmir on certain things, that they don't want to keep them over Pesach, just in case chashash chometz. And in fact, there are people who sell chometz, but they only sell, let's say, whiskey, which is only a liquid, and it's not mamash chometz ben. So they only sell, like, expensive liqueurs, but they don't sell chometz. Now, this chometz that's left over, in theory, you could sell it with your mechiras chometz, the chometz that's left over, and that way you'd avoid, burning it. What? Sorry, I'm not with you.
We could burn the whiskey.
You could burn the whiskey, yes. If you can, yeah, you can use it as fuel on your fire. But Lamaisa, you could sell that chometz that's left over rather than burn it. Yeah, but there are people who are machmir that they don't want to sell chometz gomor. The Kadassia put out a list of things where there are chashoshois of chometz. So anything that's called artificial flavours or natural flavours on the label on the packet. First of all, they say it may contain alcohol. Then the alcohol may be grain-based. And that grain could be corn, but might be wheat. So therefore, I've got like a triple chashash that something that says artificial flavours or natural flavours, that it might be chometz. Right? So, yeah, there are some people who won't even sell kidneys. Right? So, if people are machmir, right, they're machmir, yeah, min adin, it's actually not chometz, but actually they want to be machmir just in case, or they want to be machmir that they don't sell chometz ben, even though they are selling chometz, they've got a contract with a goy. The question is, are you allowed then to burn it? Or is that called baltashkis? Is that baltashkis?
And the issa for the burning alone?
Would be the baltashkis, that you're wasting the food, yeah? Same thing, you could take it, I mean, if you were going to take it to the skip, so it's 11 o'clock, there's a skip, council skip, where you could take your chometz, the same thing would be. Are you allowed to throw it away if, in theory, you could save it? So, in Sefer here, Birchas Hashem, which was produced by Rav Moshe Yitzchok Forehand, who's a brother of Mordi Forehand, he's a Rav in Yerushalayim, he says as follows, Machal sheyesh lahachmeh, a machal which you are being makbid, sheloi lekayma pepesa mechashash chometz, right? Yesh loima demuta lezorokoi. He says it's not, he paskins that it's not a chashash of not chashash about tashchis. Yeah, kima de mitzada chumra ein lekayma klal. If you're makabel on yourself that chumra, then you can't keep this chometz. If you can't keep this chometz, then you've got to get rid of it. V'chein nag in oilam, he says, lizrek oichlin lefnei Pesach, afal pisha me'ika adin ein chashash chometz aleim. This is the entire sefer on baltashkis. So if there's anything that he can save in order to prevent baltashkis, he does. And afal pigeni says that if you've got something that mitzad chumra you want not to keep over Pesach, then the halacha he paskins is that you're allowed to keep it. V'gam kasha'ein chumra, rat midas chasidus, and even if it's not a chumra, it's just a midas chasidus. Maybe that's the inyan of not selling. is a midas chasidus, because we hold that the bechira is a proper mechira. The horaya, he'll sell his whiskey. Alfal piken, a midas chasidus, he doesn't want to sell chometz gomor. He says rab mis chiddush loy lekayim pesach noyagim oilam leva'aroy or lezorkoy. You don't need to worry about baltashkis in that situation, according to the pesach of the sefer bechas Hashem.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, erev Pesach, Yud Dalet Nissan, 1st of April. Rega Harav, Reb Yitzchok, Spitzer, Shlita, Red Asraf, TYY, Jackson, New Jersey, Sfaradi Kaporos at the Seder. This week's Torah has been sponsored, Linishmas Morris Brucha, Bas, Reb Yochim, Yehuda, Aliyah Shalom, and Linishmas, our esteemed founder, Reb Yosef Dov, Ben, Shem Michal, Tzvi Itzkowitz, Zichron Noli Brucha.
Thank you. Good morning to everybody who came out on the Erev Pesach. Not to be Mavatal Akvias. We're going to speak today about Menhagim, which Pesach is a time where really a lot of families have different traditions, different kehillos have different traditions, Menhagim. What do I have to keep? What don't I have to keep? There's a meeting my father started 10 years ago. Is that Machayev me? Is that not Machayev me? And hopefully we'll get to some interesting Menhagim as the title of the shir with the Sfaradi Kaparos at the Seder. So let's start. The basic Gemara for this is on Pesachim Nun on the base in the bottom. Benai Baishan. The people of Baishan, the kids of Baishan. So is that a name of a family, a name of a place? We'll see soon. Nohuk, they had a minig, Dleava Azlum, Mitsur, Litzidon, Bemale Shabsa. On Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't go from Tsur to Tzidon. Asu Benai, Kamai de Rabbi Yochanan, their children came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amruloi, Avahatan, our parents, Efshaluhu. It was possible for them to have this chumrah that they don't go to the marketplace. The marketplace used to be in Sidon. It was possible for them to manage. But Anan lo efshalom. So the Mefarshim say the parents had money, so they were able to buy current prices. But we don't have that type of wealth. And if we don't go to Sidon, to the marketplace, we won't be able to afford Shabbos. Amaluk val kiblu avaseichem aleichem. Your parents are ready. Were makabalot upon themselves. Shenemar shma bini musar avicha v'al titash tarei sabacha. I cannot be matter for you something that your parents were makabal upon themselves. Al tzachumra of Shabbos. It was al tzachavet Shabbos that because of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, we don't go to a different place. The Gemara brings another story. B'nai Chazoi, the people from Chazo, Nagi, the mafreshi chala mayarozo. They would have a wheat made out of rice, a kidneyous flour, so they would be mafresh chala from it. Asuv Amr Leder Rabbi Yosef, they told Rabbi Yosef about this. Amr Lehu, he told them, Neich lo zar ba'apayu. A zar should go and eat up the challah that really belongs to the Kohen. Yisrael should go and eat it in their faces. So Abaya asked, how can you contradict the minig in their faces? Amr Lehu, they told, the whole Gemara has back and forth, and the Gemara says, Elo Amr Avashi, chazinom. If most of the dough that they make there is made out of flour, is made out of rice, so eat it in front of them. Is made out of rice, and don't eat it in front of them, because it could be the reason why they instituted to take challah from a flour made out of rice is that they shouldn't forget about challah, because their doughs used to not be made out of chamesh in the dogon, it was made out of rice. So it could be they instituted to take challah from rice in order that they shouldn't forget about the actual mitzvah of challah. But if most of their dough is made out of chamesh in the dogon, so then you should eat up the challah in front of their faces, because they might take challah from a dough made out of rice to pater a dough that's made out of chamesh min adogon and min aptor alachiv, and that's a problem. So that's the Gemara here in Pesachim. Another interesting thing we find is we'll speak about the minig of Bedikas Chometz, which we had last night, and we'll speak about also another interesting thing that I found is that there's a Tosfos. Tosfos says in Pesachim Daf Lamed that we know that usually a Isser is only Asas Benois and Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Pesachim Daf Lamed with Aleph, there's a Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says that even though we know usually Chometz is B'mashu, but Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold of that. Rabbeinu Tam held that Chometz is not doesn't Asas B'mashu, it's like all other Isurim that goes Benois and Tam. So the Ravon brings that he heard that there's a Chaver Echad B'Tzarfas in France, which is Rabbeinu Tam, who's Moira Hatter. He says, V'chalila lanu l'chol haba machreinu l'shmoyle. Chalila to listen to Rabbeinu Tam. Ki al zeh ne'mar v'al titash tori semecho, she'en lanu l'hatter ma'sha'asru rishoynum. Vafilu le'asra le'legeder ba'almo. Could be our parents had a psegeder in Pesach. Shechmiru boy b'chametz m'shar yisurim, m'shem d'chametz lo'y b'dili minay, b'shar yisurim b'dili minay. Ein lanu liferetz gidram, shapar yisgeder shechenu nachash. Gam, ki toyo shleima masru lanu, v'atoyo mehen yotso. The reason we have the Torah is because we got it from our parents, from our rebbes. Hilchach em losr m'mash masam. Even if Rabbi Tam figured out now how to learn up all the Gemaras differently, and he figured out that even chametz b'pesach is not asr b'mashu, we can't listen to him. Let's say it's a minik or a chumra that our parents took upon themselves. Elanu l'shanes es menhagam v'choymer shekiblu aleim. V'afilum yovei Eliyahu. It's up there avon. This is in Tshuva Siman Yod. Even if Eliyahu Anavi would come v'yoymer k'dam rinon. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis Amud Aleph that if Eliyahu Anavi would come and say that you could do chalitza b'minol, we wouldn't listen to him because we have a minik that chalitza is only b'sandal. Hachinami elanu l'shanes a minik v'kolshku b'minik sheyesh b'choymer. Kedamrinon, it brings the Gemara from Bnei Baisham, Shema Bnei Musar Avicha, we can't change our menhagim. And he goes on to an entire tangent. Now, Tosfos himself really says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Rabbi Tam wasn't Hoyra Alacha L'Maisa, meaning he was never also Maisa. On the bottom here, they bring the Tshuvos Rabbeinu Meshulam, where he holds Rabbi Tam accountable for being Matar Chametz V'Mashu, and he answers him back in Sefer Yashar, that he was only gave it over to his Talmidim Bechashai, it wasn't a public psak, but Rabbi Tam had a way of learning up all the sugyas that it came out that Chametz wasn't Asur B'Mashu. Now there's another interesting thing that we find, is we know that we did B'dikas Chametz last night, and B'dikas Chametz, the minig is to put out 10 pieces of bread. So the Rama brings, in Taf Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, V'noyegim laniach psitzei Chametz v'makom shimtzim ha'boidik. You hide 10 pieces of bread in a place where it's possible to find it. Kadesh le'yehei b'rchasi le'vatolo. Meaning somebody cleaned his entire house for Pesach. Now he can go do b'dikas chametz. He might not find anything. So it could be that his bracha will be a bracha le'vatolo. Therefore they instituted that you should put out 10 pieces of bread like that. The bracha is not le'vatolo. If he makes the bracha, at least he'll find something. The reason the second sheet of the Rama brings is that no, even if you didn't find anything, the bracha is not levatala, because that's the bracha is on the bedika that if I find something, I'll burn it. If I don't find, I won't burn it. But if I didn't find anything, so what? The bracha is not al bedikas chametz, al bir chametz. So whatever I find, I'll be mavar. That's what they did. So they're putting out the 10 pieces of bread that it shouldn't be brachah levatolo. Now really, you look in the Maram Chalava, Pesachim Dav Zayin, he writes the whole thing of putting out bread for B'dikas Chametz, it's a minig nosham, it's something that the Babas instituted, and the Ravid also writes that, and Shalos Shuvas Tvim Dayim Simachov Tes, Vahani Damashu Chamira Bechurim B'Shas Bir, Mais and Noshamu, those who hide breads in different hiding places, are Mais and Noshem, Ve'in Lo Shoyrish. There's no reason for it. Why? Because we don't make a bracha on finding chametz. We make a bracha on beer chametz, that we're going to destroy the chametz. So really, the bracha that we made last night is on the burning of the chametz today, when we'll destroy it. Part of destroying the chametz is finding it first, but if you didn't find anything, who cares? So this whole minig, it comes from the Babas, it's something that the Noshim instituted, and it somehow found its way into our Shulchan Aruch. But lamaiso, there are those who are chosh for bracha levatala, and there are those who don't. So the Ramataka brings both sheetas, and he says that Lamaisa, if you don't hide, there's nothing. And the Taz says it's better not to hide, because if you cleaned your whole house, and now you're going to go hide bread. Who says you're going to find all the breads that you hid? You might end up worse off. You might end up with chametz in your house, so don't hide the bread. But Lamaisa, the Chak Yaakov sticks up for the minig. He brings that there's a moidiga to'elas in hiding the chametz, because if I know for sure I have a bag of chametz, I'll remember tomorrow to burn it. If I remember that I'll remember to make bittel, which I need medirai, so I'll remember to do bittel. Chak Yaakov himself says another reason. He says, let's say somebody's doing b'dikas chametz. It's already a half an hour and he didn't find anything. He loses the whole cheshik to go on and check. But if every once in a while, oh, here's another piece of chametz, so in between the pieces of bread that they hid, he's checking better, so the whole b'dikah is done better, and he finishes off, v'ein levatel mini gisrol. A reason, a mini gisrol is instituted for a reason. You can't be mevatel a mini gisrol.
The
right, so the Kabbalah thing. Right, so the Arizal, right. So the Shlomo Kabbas, the Arizal, they bring that there's an Indian dafka to hide 10 pieces of bread. I heard somebody told me his grandmother used to hide 3 pieces. But
In the Yoichus of Shabbos Hagadol,
yeah,
you have the piyut Elohei Ruchas Lechol Bosor.
Right.
He mentions there that if somebody put down four or five pieces,
four or five,
right, and then he didn't find, then he has to be body the whole hand.
Right.
If he's missing one.
That's interesting because the Gemara himself.
That's written by Rishon.
Right. The Gemara itself really has a case of Shami Aniach Eser. The Mispar of 10 is mentioned in the Gemara as a theoretical case. But yeah, the reason why we put 10 pieces of bread is more Pikabalo, the Priyat Chaim brings it, Chaim Vital brings it from Arizal, that we put 10 pieces of bread, connected to Sar Koichas Atumo, the Lakita Mariach brings for the Marvi Yavak, which is a different Kabbalah Sefer, that you should put out 9 pieces of bread, a different Kabbalistic Cheshbon. In Skver, they put a Dafka on the windowsills, all the pieces are hit on windowsills. There's different Menhagim how to do this Kabbalah Degeinion. But the Bi'ah Gros, Masber, the Machloikas and the Ramah, if you should hide bread, you shouldn't hide bread, appear different Machloikas that we find in the Rosh. It's really a Tosfos also, in the first parak of Brachas, in the Rosh of Simi Yud Gimel, that the re-ask the Rebbein Tam, why don't we make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah? Sleeping in Sukkah. We make a Leisha B'Sukkah when we eat in the Sukkah. Why don't we make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah? So the Re wanted to say the reason is, because who says you'll fall asleep? You can't make a bracha on something that you might not be able to do, but Rabbi Tam says no. The reason is because when you make a leisha b'sukkah on the eating, you usually eat the meal before you sleep. You make a bracha on the eating, it goes on the sleeping also. Well, you have to live in the sukkah. Well, leisha b'sukkah to live. The main living in the sukkah is the eating and the sleeping. So the Re wanted to know why don't we make a bracha before sleeping. So Rabbi Tam says it's because we already made on the eating and it goes on both. So Zog the Gra. The same way we have a machlokes, if you can make a bracha on something that you might not have, you might not be able to fall asleep. So to here, you make a bracha, even though you might not find anything. He says just like you make a brichas hamapil. Who says you'll be able to find asleep? Who says you'll be able to fall asleep? The answer is, who cares? You know, I tried to fall asleep. Hamapil. I was ready for Hashem to take my neshama back. Yeah. So that's regarding the smining. So we find that it starts off. But the Ravid screams that it's a minig nashim. But Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael has this minig, and there's a reason for it. Al Pi Kabbalah, it has a reason. And Al Pi Halacha, we found a reason for it. That it shouldn't be a bracha levatala lefi some poiskim. We see it's totally in the Re and Rebbein Tam. So, Mamela, you can never machavek a minig Yisrael. Another very interesting thing, that even if you want to take on a chumrah on Pesach, it also has to have a makar. We find a fascinating thing, and Simon Tofman Bay Sivov. Nagu Lagarak Solom, there's a minik to scrape the walls, Vakisois and chairs, Shinogu Ben Chomets, the Chomets touched. So Chomets touching something doesn't make a Chomets stick. Vieshlam Amashi is Moichu, the Schumra has up a smach. Look at the Mr. Ruhr, what does that mean? Ritzoyna Loimar, there ain't Liloik ala minik. Loimar Shu minik Shtus Vachumri Yisero. Don't laugh at this minik.
What's the minik? I didn't understand.
The minik is that if Chomets touch the wall or touch the chair, that you scrape it off. You scrape off the wall before Pesach. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that what the Mechaber is telling you, that it has a smach, means don't laugh at the minig. And the Sharatin says, Yisrael Kadoshim Heim, they find a reason for the minig. So we see, even if you want to take on Chumrus on Pesach, you can't just take on Chumrus. You have to have Alma Lismach. You have to have a Masari. There has to be a reason for it. You have to have Alma Lismach. And there's an interesting, the Sefer Madane Shmuel on Pesach, which was written by the Baal Mincha Shabbos, he brings from the second Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Ostra, who's a big Rebbe. He says that we see that you can't just decide Chumras on Pesach either. Everything has to have Masori. You have to have something al ma'alismoich, which is also very interesting. So now we had this Gemara for the Benai Baishan. So the Chavis Yor asks like this: a Siman Kuf Chavav. We see that parents can be machayev their children their minig. The Benai Baishan, which is really Beit She'an. So they had a minig not to go to Tzidon, and now the children have to have that same minig. So he says, you're going to have a person, he's going to become a big tzaddik and a parish, he's going to start doing fasting Shabbos l'Shabbos and doing a whole bunch of things, and now his children have to do everything now? How is that even fair? It's not mistaber that you should be mechai, that the children always have to be on their parents' darga. So he answers that Bnei Baishan wasn't a father and children. This was an entire place. If an entire makam has a Kabbalah, so then the minig is chal also on their children. The makam is goyim. He says, "A minig yechidim is not machayev the bonim. Al titer toris yimecha as a smachta ba'alma." He says, "If it would be a deraisa, you would have brought the pasuk of shalav yicha v'yageitcha. Why you bring the pasuk of al titer toris yimecha? Chayat teretz is So geht als it's not a minig yechidim, it's not really mechayiv, it's just an asmachta. It's a nice thing for children to hold on the parents' minig, but it's not mechayiv them like over there in Beit Sha'am. The Piskachuva brings from the child Shuvah Zichron Yosef, this Piskachuva is in Yoredeya, Reish Yodalitz, of Kotten Hay, that children are not mechayiv to do the parents' minig, only if the children themselves started doing this minig as they got older, then it got too hard for them. But then because they started doing the minig of the parents already, they can't stop. Rabbi Yochanan told the B'nai Baishon, that Krakiblo Aseichem Aleichem Aleichem means that they were Machanach you also to do like that, and you yourself started doing that as you got older, and therefore you can't drop the minig. The Shal Shuvah Shevet Alevi, Chelik Ches, and Makub Samach Gimel writes that that's the regular psak. The psak that's Makubal is that any minig that parents had, and they trained their children to keep this minig, and the children already started doing this minig, and now he comes to the Rav, he wants to change it, you can't change that anymore. A minig that you take on by yourself, or you do it three times, that already goes into Hilchas Nadarim, if you need a Taras Nadarim or not. But a minute that you got from your parents and you already start doing it, you have no way out. So, Frek the Tshuva Mayhavo, that's in Chelik Beis, Simereish Montes, he writes, why did Rabbi Yochanan say, Kvar Kiblu Avay Seichem? He should have said, you yourselves already started doing this because of your parents. So, therefore, you can't stop. So, there's different terutzim into that, but I thought the minute was Poshet. The reason why it says Kibbul Avasechem is just trying to teach them which minig they have to keep. This minig that your parents already had, and they trained you to do it, so therefore you got to do it. Shal Shuvah Shilas David, in Kuntra Saman Hagim, he writes that this was the people of Beit Sha'an already were makabel this minig on their children also. So the minig, the Kabbalah was for all the doyers. There's really lots more to talk about, but I just want to get to the title of the shir. There's also sometimes menhagim that we do find, like by Chalaf from Oyres, that Rabbi Yosef held maybe somebody should go and a minig that comes machmas shtus, and Rabbi Yosef held taka that maybe somebody should go and show them that what they're doing is shtusim. We find in Shal Shuvah Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Hei Siman Kuf Dalet, he's writing a letter over there, a tshuva to a community. What?
Sorry, what's the minig with the Chalaf from Oyres?
Yeah, the minig is that they used to flour that was made out of rice, they used to be mafresh Chalaf from. So that's a shtos. There's no challah is only from chameshus min adagon, but could be the reason why the minig was instituted was because most dough in that place was made out of oiras, and if we wouldn't take challah, they wouldn't even remember there's such a mitzvah. So they wanted the nashim in the kitchen to keep on taking challah even from oiras. But if they made a lot of dough there from dagon also, then it could come out a very big michshel that somebody would be mafresh challah from a isa from oiras on a isa from dagon. So then he said they should be mivatal minig in front of them. And shall she? Well, oh, very good. So, I don't know if we'll get to that, but there's also an interesting Gemara in Tainis. The Rav came into Shul on Rosh Chodesh. He saw they're saying Halal. He wanted to be in Vatal Dominic. But then he saw that they're skipping in Halal. They're skipping a Hafti and Leilanu. He says he realized that it's a Minig. So, if Rav wasn't there during the Bracha, so what's there to be Moich about? They're saying if you come to Lechtelim after davening. If he was there during the Bracha, so then why did he wait for till late till they skip? So there's a child, there's truths about it. I just don't know if we'll get to it today. But by Chal, alright, if they made a brach on Oyrez, then it should have been Moichel, right? That's also a shmooze. But we find the child shows the Makil, Chelik Hei Siman Kuf Dalet, and there's a few truths there to a certain community that have a lot of interesting menhagim, and the Divrei Malkiel is going through the menhagim, which ones they have to be Mavakal. Looks like they got a new Rav there, and the Rav wanted to know what he should let them continue and what not. So he writes, they had a minig over there that they didn't shecht any behemoths in a beis achoyla because different ruches could come and get upset, different shadim. He said, you gotta be mevatel it. The achoyla, they used to dress in beautiful clothes and make a lot of dances there. So he says, if that's to show the amuna that they're gonna get better, no problem. But if it is in order that the shadim shouldn't get upset and to be mefias them, then you can't do that. He said they used to eat nash in the stables where the behemoths were, because that brings the moirig bracha to the behemoths. He says it's darkei amori. He says they used to vinch shana chadasha, anai gutyar, on Purim. He says, no, our amuna is it's on Rosh Hashanah, after mevatel that also. He says they used to make a bracha alachilas matzah every time they ate matzah the entire Pesach, which we spoke about in previous years. And Pesach Sheni also. When they used to eat Pesach Sheni matzah, they used to make alachilas matzah. He says you have to mevatel it. And lots of they used to make kiddush Shabbos morning with Yom HaShishi. So we find a lot of menhagim that came into places. Maybe they tried to do the right thing, but they didn't have. They were misinformed, they misguided, throughout Amaratzus. And then you have some menhagim that are very interesting. There's a certain communities that we find that Pesach, no guest. A policy, strict policy, no guest on Pesach. And where'd the minhag come from? When they traced the minhag, it came that these communities, zum gestampfen anusam, and a guest by the Seder was a sekanas nefashos a lot of times. So these communities grew up that by the Seder, there's no guest. And they held on to it. And certain rabbanim came and tried to be mevatel it, but not everyone would listen. Some people had the masorah from their babas that if you have guests by the Seder, you might die that year. So, you know, so this interesting minhag that I wanted to speak about is the Svarti Kaparis at the Seder. It's a very nice agada that came out this year from Yishol Dan Deravitz. I found it in other places also, but he really goes through the whole thing. So let's see till 9 o'clock how much we can get to. Lichido went around, he was of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, and he went around collecting money for the Yishuv. So he wrote a sefer autobiography called Magal Toiv. Magal Toiv is about all his sivuvim that he went to collect. So he ended up 1 year in Tunis for Pesach. The Rosh HaKol, Rabbi Shua HaKoyen Tenuji, invited the Chida for the Seder. He says it was Shnas Tovkuf Lama Dalad, and he says he couldn't eat over there. He said they would sit on the floor with like a low table, and they would eat with their hands and with their feet. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take how they did things over there. He says, you know, they ate with their hands, and they just, after everything, they just wiped their hands into a towel. He says the towel was so dirty. He writes, Be'emasa Yisi Kotz Lechoil, a whole description that the Chidah puts down, how the Seder looked over there. And then he writes a very interesting thing. The Shamas, whoever was serving at the meal, his name was Rahamim, he worked for this Rosh HaKehillah, for Ebshua HaKoyim. And in the middle of the Seder, by Halach Ma'anyo, he took the whole Ka'ara, the whole Seder plate, and he started doing kaparis around everybody's head, three times. And when he finished going through all the men, he went to the ladies section to do it also. But over here, Rahamim didn't know what the minig is. By the ladies, do we do it three times or just once around the head? So he asked his boss, the Rosh HaKehillah, and he said, I'm not paskin in front of the Chidah. Now the Chidah is the first time that he saw this minig. So he asked the Chidah around the ladies, do you do it one time or three times? So the Chidah, he made a joke. He says, there's a pasuk by the mother of Sisera. It says over there, Racham Rachmasayim L'Rosh Kever. That means, why is Sisera taking so long to come? The Torah says that they're taking Jewish girls. Racham Rachmasayim L'Rosh Kever means they're taking two girls for every man. So he touched like this. Racham, as Rachamim, was the one who was doing the akafis over there. Racham is one, Rachmasayim is two. That means the three times, Racham Rachmasayim, the Rachamim should do it three times, the Rosh Gever, that's only by the men. But by the ladies, it's enough once. But that's what the Chidah writes about. Now, this minig of the Chidah, really, was a lot of Sephardi communities had it. It was in the Sahara Desert, it was in Tunis, we find it in lots of different places. There's a machzer, Oideo Sefchai, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Well, so they bring down a lot, all the different versions of this minig that they had it, and there's a sefer Seder Yom for Moshe Ben Mocher. He writes different ways of setting up the karel pikabolo. He has even a certain minig that they used to put 12 different types of machalim times six. They used to put everything from the Seder on the Seder plate. They used to put the meat and the fish and everything. Some even had a minig that they set up all the kaisas already poured up, different cups of wine. Everything was on the Seder plate. And where did they do this minig? So most sources recorded by Halach Ma'anyo. By Halach Ma'anyo, so by Ashkenazim, most of us have a minig. That by Halach Ma'anyo, we put the matzah bag with afikoyman on our shoulders. Yeah. And we say, Azoiz and the Eden Aroz Gang from Mitzrayim. And that really, the Makar, is the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes in Sochem Kuf Tezvav that V'yesh noyegen lag bia ada kosef zeichel misharoysam truoys v'sam loysam al shechmam. The pasuk that the matzah went al shechmam. So they put it over there. But this Svar de Sheminig, by Halach Ma'anyo, wants to do it three times around the head by Halach Ma'anyo. So where does Minig start from? What does it mean? So really, we find a very early Makar. The B'si Yosef, when he talks about the Seder and Siman Tov Ayin Gimel in the end, he brings the Rabbein Yeruchim. Rabbein Yeruchim says, I'll quote the B'si Yosef, Kasav Rabbein Yeruchim, Noi hagim lagbiya ha'sal al rosh ha'atinoikos, v'oimrim l'fichach anachnu chayovim. So Rabbein Yeruchim records this meaning by Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim, that's already further on in the Agadah, they used to pick up the Kaira and put it on top of the heads of the children. Not everybody, but the heads of the children. So That's already different than the Halach Ma'anyo, which the Chidah records seeing, and the others record having seen.
So you have sal.
Well, sal. Sal means the karu. Sal means the basket of the matzahs.
Might be the matzahs.
Yeah, yeah. So the karu is also, it's matzahs and a few other things. This Rabbeinu Yitzchak Al-Chadav, he writes in his Agada Pesach Doris, meaning Svard, like Bia Akara Biyodoi, Va'imar Halach Ma'anyo, V'nahag V'lahak of Akara Sovav Rochak Tanum. So he also records this minhag with something that they did for children. Just like we do a lot of things for children, we throw nuts or different minhagim that people have. Kadesh Yishlo Atinoikas, this is one of those types of minhagim that they used to put it on, they used to make kaparis with a kaira on top of the head of the children to have them ask. But the Chidah records having seen it already by the adults and by the ladies. Others say, Noihagim Shabbalas Abayas, and Oides of Chai, they bring down that on lube. Noihagim Shabbalas Abayas, Msevev Sakai, the woman used to do it. The Chidah had Rachamim do it, who was the Masharis, in some places the father used to do it, some places the woman used to do it. They used to do it even over little children in their cribs. They used to take the car up to the carriage and do it there, even Tinik Variso. And we find that others record having met this minig, and they were told that whoever doesn't have the kairos spin on their head by the seder is going to have a shvartz year, going to have a very bad year. This brings all the shefa, all the bracha, all everything. So basically, seems like this minig started to make the children ask, and then it became something that went even to the adults, that they used to do it three times around the head, and this became something very dear to these kehilas. They had tradition, and this brings the whole bracha. They didn't want to miss this tradition because this is what brings the whole bracha. Now, when they used to spin the kara, the different nahagim, I spoke to a lot of svardim who still have this minig. I think what they say, b'bhilo yatzanu b'bhilu b'mitzrayim, hashat ta'avdei l'shanu b'b'nei chayrin, or different versions of this type of musaf, that we went out b'bhilos from Mitzrayim, hashat ta'avdei l'shanu b'b'nei chayrin. Others record that the minig, that the kara actually made landfall on everybody's head. Besides going three times around, it actually landed on the head. You have to carry it in your head for... And there's an Ashkenazi guest who writes that he came to the Sephardi town, and they had a heavy kairo with all the koitzes already, and he wasn't ready for it. And the whole... It was a heavy kairo, landed on his head, and he went like... And the whole thing spilled all over his kittel, and the family got very scared, because they saw this as a very bad sign that the whole year is going to go Latimian. So he told them, no, this was a zecher for Kriyas Yamsuf, all the grape juice. And he says, and then he went to their chacham, who was 110 years old, he writes. And he also told chacham Shloma, and they told him about the zecher of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the whole shul wanted to have this guy to be their guest, because he has such a big schut that he had a zecher for Kriyas Yamsuf. So we see how the minig evolved. So we don't know exactly how it started and how, but Pashtus started by the children Kadesh Sheishlo Atinoikas, and then it's something just like all Ashkenazim do with Hazoz Marosim Mitzrayim on their shoulders. The Svardim did it. They had it go around everybody's head for Zeicher Lichipazon and Zeicher that Hashata Avdel Shana Babanecharin. That was the nusach that they said. Some even had landfall, and the makar for that would be. Also, what we said in Yotzer Shabbos Agadol, we said over there, Kita fe'isa v'charara kamutza, that means that when Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they made doughs the size of a kamitza. Ritzufa b'reishayam shaloi chumotza, they were masadah the doughs on their head, that it shouldn't become chametz. Shemash zafata v'achalu amatza. The Targum Yonason describes, when going out of Mitzrayim, every Yid had on top of his head different balls of matzah laid out, and the sun would bake it on their heads. And therefore, we find that Yidden went out of Mitzrayim with matzah on their heads, and just like we said in the Yotz of Shabbos HaGadol, so that would be a makar for the minig of the matzah actually, the ka'ara actually landing on everybody's head. But Eich Shalaiya is that Pesach is a time of Mesoyer, of tradition, Altitash Torah Simecho. The Belzerov said that we had Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, but in times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole Torah Shabbat Peh is written, it's all in the Svarim. So what's today's Torah Shabbat Peh? Torah Shabbat Peh is Menhagim, Mesorah, traditions that are passed down through the families. Somebody wants to change certain Menhagim, he has to find out. If this is a minig that was kept by as a community, there's no way out. As a kehillah, there's no way out. If it's something that his father started and he didn't do yet, maybe there's a way out. If it's something that he also started, and the minik, if it's a minik shtos, you can be mavatal it. If the minik actually comes because of a chumer, because of a makar, then you have to ask a rav about it.
Shkoyah.
This is a Lashon Kodesh, but they have a picture here of the... I don't know. Top Kufl Lamed Aleph. He writes about it, Mark. This is a picture I'm trying to look at. I bought them in America.